When the day drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem, and he sent messenger ahead of him who went and entered a village of the Samaritans to make preparations for him. But the people did not receive him because his face was set toward Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to tell fire, come down from heaven and consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them, and they went on to another village. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To the other he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "Leave the dead to bury their own dead, but as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Yet another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts his hand on the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God."
耶稣被接上的日子将到，他就定意走向耶路撒冷，顺便打发使者在他前面走。他们到了撒玛利亚的一个村庄，要在那里为他做准备。那里的人不欢迎他，因为他要去耶路撒冷。他的门徒雅各、约翰瞧见这个事情，就对主说：“主啊，你要我们吩咐火从天降降下来烧死他们吗？就像以利亚所做的那样。耶稣转身责备两个门徒，回答：“你们的内心如何？你们并不知晓。人子不是要来灭他人的性命，而是要救人的。”说着就往别的村庄回去。他们走路的时候，有一人对耶稣说：你无论往哪里去，我都要跟从你。耶稣回答：狐狸有洞，天空飞翔的鸟有窝，只是你们没有枕头，没有归宿。又对另一个人说：跟我来。那个人说：主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。耶稣回答：任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神的国。又有一人上前说：“主，我要跟随于你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。”耶稣回答：“手扶着犁向后看的，这样的人永远不配进入神的国。”大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段节目名称：读经大讲堂，英文名称：Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者角度做个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第27讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chat name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I'll make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. Alan Sister Ingrid will help me conducting deep learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge and experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the 27th lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, so first let's deal with my today's personal study summary. Jesus resolutely journeyed to Jerusalem, knowing difficult times lay ahead. One, a Samaritan village refused to welcome him due to old prejudices. His disciples James and John were furious and wanted to call down fire from heaven as punishment, but in the end, Jesus stopped them. He chose not to retaliate and simply moved on. On the road, people expressed a desire to follow with him. Jesus was being honest about the cost. Jesus was honest about the cost. To an eager volunteer, he said he had nowhere to lay his hand. To a man who wanted to first burn his father, he said, "Let the dead burn their own dead." Emphasizing the urgency of proclaiming God's kingdom. To another who wanted to say farewell to his family, he said that no one who looks back after putting a hand to the plow is fit for service. Today's message shows us that Jesus responds to rejection with resolve and kindness, not revenge, and following him requires putting him firstly, above comfort, above family, also above the past life, demanding totally commitment to the pace at hand. Now, let Ingrid's sister make a go further summary.
Yes, hello everybody. In the first part of the text, we have two examples of discrimination. The Samaritans people did not want to receive Jesus because he was Jewish.
大家好，文章今天第一部分列举了两个歧视的例子。苏美尔人不愿接纳耶稣，因为他是犹太人。
Going to the feast in Jerusalem showed that he not only was a Jewish, he was a practicing Jewish too, and they were the enemies of the Samaritans, and that is why they discriminated him.
去耶路撒冷朝圣的节日表明，他不仅仅是犹太人，而且他还是实践犹太教的犹太人，而其他人则是撒玛利亚的敌人，这就是他们歧视排斥他的原因。
The disciples wanted to punish them for their action, but Jesus did not allow it. First, because the people will be judged and punished at Judgment Day at the end of time, and we have to learn that even a person is against us and not a Christian, we should treat them with respect and give the situation to God, because he said, "Mine is the wrath."
门徒们想惩罚他们的行为，但耶稣不允许。首先，因为在末日审判的时候，人们将会受到审判和惩罚。我们要明白的是，即使对方不是基督徒，与我们为敌，我们也应该尊重他们，并将一切交付于神，因为他说过，最终的权力在于我。
Jesus was on the way to Jerusalem, and some people wanted to follow him on this way. But Jesus said that it's not easy to follow him because he was aware that the way to Jerusalem will end for him on the cross on Calvary.
耶稣前往耶路撒冷的路途中，有些人想跟随于他，但是他总说跟随他并不容易，因为他知道前往耶路撒冷的路会最终让他自己也在钉在十字架中，最终而告终。
Therefore, he teaches the people who declare their wish to be with him on this way that it will cost its price, being homeless, leaving everything, and to have conflicts in family, not looking back on the merits before, like we see in church history later in the book of Acts.
因此，他教育那些人，如果真的愿意与他同行，这条路是要付出代价的，无家可归，放弃一切，与家人发生冲突，不要再回顾过去的功绩，就像我们在《使徒行传》中后来看到的其他教会历史一样。Okay, based on Bible content, so now let me ask sister some related question. We hope the following question can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one, Shwester, why was Jesus too so determined to go to Jerusalem, Even when it already caused so many problems. 为什么耶稣如此坚定的要去耶路撒冷，即使这已经引起了诸多的麻烦？
He knew that his destiny was dying on the cross for us, and he was willing to go this way.
耶稣知道他的命运是为我们所有人死在十字架上，他心甘情愿走上这条路。Okay, so second question. The Samaritan village didn't welcome Jesus. Why do you think they refused him just because he was handed to Jerusalem? 撒玛利亚的村庄并不欢迎耶稣。您认为为什么他们仅仅因为他要去那里就拒绝于他呢？
Yes, because they hated the Jewish and going to Jerusalem on a time of religious feast identified Jesus as a believing Jewish.
的确如此，因为那些人憎恨犹太人，在宗教节日期间前往耶路撒冷，会使人认定耶稣也是这样信奉犹太教的人。Next question, Schweitzer. James and Joel got really angry and wanted to call down the fire on the village. What does their reaction tell us about their feeling? 雅各和约翰感到非常的生气，想让火从天上降下来烧灭村子。他们的反应告诉我们，所有人是什么样的感受呢？
They wanted to take revenge for discrimination.
所有门徒当时都想报复这种歧视行为。Next question. So, Shrestha, why do you think Jesus rebuked or scolded his disciples for wanting to punish the whole village. 你认为为什么耶稣责备或者训斥想惩罚村子的门徒呢？
It was not the time for judgment, it was the time to redeem, because it is written that Jesus not came to judge, he came to redeem.
因为当时并不是要最终审判的时候，而是救赎人类的时候。圣经上记载着。耶稣不是来审判人类，乃是要救赎整个人类。
On his second coming, he will come to judge.
而他第二次降临人世的时候，才会真正的审判人世间。Okay, so we enter into next one. Jesus said he didn't even have a home like folks or boss. What do you think he was trying to teach the person who promised to follow him everywhere? 耶稣说他甚至没有像狐狸或者鸟儿那样的家。你认为他想教导那个承诺无论如何都要跟随于他的人什么样的道理呢？
He wanted to teach them that they, when they will follow him, will be homeless and strangers in the world.
耶稣想告诉世人。当他们想跟随于他，他们将最终无家可归，成为世界上的陌生人。Next question. When a man asked to first burn his father, Jesus' reply sounds harsh. What might Jesus have meant by the end also to the dead burn their own dead? 当一个人请求先埋葬他的父亲时，耶稣的回答听起来甚是严厉。耶稣说：“让死人埋葬他们的死人。”这话怎么理解呢？
The man wanted to wait until his father had died to be free from a family obligations.
耶稣这样的回答是：这个人想让他等到他父亲去世之后，才能摆脱家庭的种种责任。
But Jesus taught clearly that we should love him more than our family, and Peter, John, and James left everything immediately too when Jesus called them.
但耶稣清楚地教导我们，要爱他本人，胜过其他人，甚至是于家人。因此，当他召唤彼得、约翰、雅各的时候，这些门徒也立刻舍弃了所有的一切。Next question, Shrestha. The last person just wanted to say goodbye to his family. Why did Jesus compare him to a farmer who looks back while plowing? 最后一个人只是想和家人道别，为什么耶稣把他比作一个耕田的时候回头看的人呢？
When you mix your Christian life with the life you had before, you never will mark a clean line on your path to heaven.
当你把基督徒的生活和以前的生活混为一谈的时候，你永远无法在通往天堂的道路上画出一条清晰的界限。Next question, Schwester. What do all three of these conversations teach about what it truly means to follow with Jesus? 今天的这三段话关于追随耶稣的真正含义都是什么呢？
When we have the wish to follow Jesus, we have to love him more than anything else, and we have to look forward to the coming kingdom of God.
当我们想要跟随耶稣本人的时候，我们必须爱他本人胜过一切，而且必须要盼望上帝的国度降临。OK, so next issue, Schwester. How the story of the Samaritan village connect to the stories about the cost of following Jesus? 撒玛利亚村庄的故事与关于跟随耶稣的代价。是如何联系起来的呢？
The Samaritan village were enemies of Jesus, so that they did not want to follow him, and they did not have to pay anything. It will only cost their life on Judgment Day.
撒玛利亚村庄是耶稣的劲敌，他们不愿跟随于他，所以不必付出任何代价。他们唯一要付出的，就是在审判日最终所有人丢弃他们的性命。Today's last issue, Schwester. If you were one of the disciples traveling with Jesus died today, which part of this journey do you think would have been the most challenging or confusing for you? 如果你是那天与耶稣同行的门徒之一，你认为这段旅程的哪个部分对你来说最具有挑战性，或令人困惑呢？
I think saying goodbye to family is very hard to do because we always have them on our mind, and a lot of spiritual struggle have their origin in family.
我觉得和家人道别非常困难，因为我们总是思念他们，而且在精神上的挣扎都源于我们的家庭。
But Jesus gives us a new family. I am baptized into the body of Christ. So when I'm sad that in the family, my origin, the things are not well, Jesus gives me new people to stand with me in the spiritual battle we are fighting each day.
但耶稣赐予我们新的家庭，我受洗归入基督的身体，所以当我为原生家庭的不和而难过的时候，耶稣会赐予我新的人生，与我一同在每天的属灵征战中站立起来。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2025年12月快乐，我们下期再会。